questions 26 through 28. A gentleman once owned a dog which guarded the house and yard, but had never any particular attention from his master. One night, as his master was retiring to his room, attended by his servant, an Italian, the dog silently followed him upstairs, and to his master's astonishment, came into his bedroom. He was at once turned out, but the poor animal began scratching violently at the door and howled loudly for admission. The servant was sent to drive the dog away, but again he returned and seemed more anxious than before to be let in. Getting tired of his barking, the gentleman made the servant open the door so that he might see what it was the animal wanted to do. As soon as he was let in, the dog walked to the bed and, crawling under it, laid himself down, as if intending to spend the night there. To save further trouble, this was allowed. About midnight, the bedroom door opened, and someone was heard stepping carefully across the floor. The gentleman started from his sleep. The dog sprang from under the bed, and seizing the unwelcome intruder, fixed him to the spot. All was dark, and the gentleman rang his bell in great fear in order to light the lamp. The person who was pinned to the floor by the courageous dog was roaring for assistance. It was found to be the servant, who little expected such a reception. He tried to apologize for his intrusion and to make the reasons which led him to take this step appear plausible. But the importunity of the dog, the time, the place, the manner of the servant, all raised the suspicions of his master. The master then determined to refer the investigation of the business to the police. The Italian at length confessed that it was his intention to murder his master and then rob the house. This he would surely have done, had it not been for the great wisdom of the dog and his wonderful loyalty to a master who had never treated him with the kindness that he should have done.